The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, this is the Rare Weekend Podcast. I think it might actually be the first one I've posted on a weekend, but I wanted to get it up during this Twin Series because it's with Chris Heston, who is now a Minnesota Twin after being a Los Angeles Dodger very briefly and also a Seattle Mariner earlier this season. Chris was obviously traded to Seattle in the offseason over at the winter meetings. The Giants needed a roster spot, traded him over there for a player to be named later. That player has not been named yet, but that's just the way these things go. I wanted to catch up with Chris. He is one of my favorites that I've covered here. He was a young guy when I first broke onto the beat. And to see what he did, the season he had over here, 31 starts, a really good year, and somebody who I think worked hard to get to that point, and also one of the nicer players that's come through that clubhouse. So definitely somebody to root for. And he is now one of four former Giants in the Twins organization and in the big leagues with him right now. Adalberto Mejia has done pretty well. He has a 3.52 ERA over his last four starts. He was the guy traded for Eduardo Nunez. Obviously, A-Ray Adrianza is over there. He's done well, too. He has a 297 average coming into Saturday's game. And in bit time, he's kind of a utility guy for him. He has played a couple innings at first, a couple innings in left. So all over the field. And then Nick Turley, somebody you probably don't know, he was in camp with the Giants, and he will start Sunday's game. So a lot of former Giants over there. And Chris is now one of them. He's going to be the long reliever over there for now. A couple housekeeping things. As always, I appreciate anybody who subscribes to this podcast, who leaves a review. Obviously, there's going to be a lot to talk about this summer, good and bad, probably mostly bad, and maybe some rebuilding, but we will get to all of it here. We will talk to any new players that come through and try to get them on here, and also talk about kind of where this organization is headed. So subscribe, download, leave a review, and for now, you can listen to Chris Heston. Chris Heston, back in San Francisco. First of all, what's that like coming back to a city where you spent a year and spent several years trying to get up here?
Yeah, it's exciting, you know, just to get back to the city and, you know, to get back and see a bunch of friends that, you know, I made throughout the time that I was with the Giants. So it's been an exciting couple days so far.
I know I've talked to a couple guys when you were with the Dodgers briefly who had texted you or their wives had been in touch. Or how much when you are traded and you're in Seattle and you're still in Arizona for spring training, but how much are you in touch with guys that you came up with?
Yeah, you know, you try to stay in touch with those guys, and like you said, you know, a bunch of guys reached out. You know, my wife's close with a lot of wives over there, and you know, I've made a lot of good friends over there, so you know, we try to keep in touch. And you know, going through those times, a lot of those guys were reaching out to me, just telling me to keep my head up and, you know, wishing me the best and all that. So it's always good to have, you know, people in your corner.
You were technically a Dodger for a couple of weeks. What was that like when you found out?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you come up with the Giants and you know that there's that big rivalry there, so it was kind of a weird situation at first, you know, but the guys over there were a lot of fun, and you know, they made me feel at home right away, so it was fun. But there was always that, you know, that little rivalry from, I think it just sat in your stomach from being here so long, you know.
So take me through the last few months you've had. You get a brief opportunity in Seattle, but didn't work out there, and then get a surprise call over the last week and become a Twin all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's been, you know, kind of a whirlwind of emotions, you know, with, you know, going up there with Seattle and, you know, not working out, and then, you know, getting picked up by the Dodgers and then getting picked up here. So it's been a lot of emotion and stuff, but couldn't be more excited with where I landed and, you know, how it worked out.
And right now you were saying you're kind of a long reliever trying to get comfortable out of the bullpen, I guess.
Yeah, that's the goal. Like I said, I'm just here to pitch whenever they need it. So if it's, multiple innings out of the bullpen or, whatever they may need, I'm just excited to have the opportunity.
Having not seen you this year, what's kind of been the issue or what are you working on? What are you trying to find?
I think just commanding the zone. When I was up there, I was walking guys, and, mm-hmm. and that's not something that I can do and get away with. My stuff's just not that good. I rely on getting guys out quick and counts and stuff. So just walking a bunch of dudes, and it's just getting back in the strike zone and letting the stuff play.
This is obviously a special place for you for a lot of reasons, but we're coming up on Kane's no hitter. You just had the anniversary of yours. How much does that get talked about? How much do you think about that? Just, I know every time we go to New York, we think about that night.
It's exciting stuff, it's always something I can go back to and kind of look at and see, like, that's where I need to be. It's kind of one of those things. Obviously, you're never gonna, you're not gonna throw a no hitter every time out, but just the way attacking the zone and kind of pitching without fear is kind of the way to go about it. So it's awesome to go back and reflect on those things and then to be here, for that special moment last night. And, I got to thank the Giants for, putting that tribute up there and stuff. So it was a pretty cool experience.
Do you go back? And Kane said he goes back, and every once in a while he'll watch his perfect game and just to relive it. Is that something at times you go back and just to have
sure.
that experience?
I think it's a confidence booster, to go back and, look at something when you have had success and, you kind of go back to that when things aren't going too well, and it kind of brings you back to, that's what you can do. So it's one of those things that, you always go back for a little confidence booster to look at.
What do you remember most about that night?
Just the people that were there, my now wife was there, and I had a baseball coach that it was the first time. High school coach, the first time he seen me pitch in the big leagues, and he was a big Mets fan. So just little things like that made it really special, to have those people there with me and then to be able to, do it against the team that he grew up loving and admiring so much. So it was just a special moment.
I was unpacking some stuff over the offseason. I found that, I think it was the New York Post, that the tabloid from the next day. I kept that because it was such a cool cover that they did.
Yeah, for sure. I got all kinds of stuff from that. There's a lot of cool, memorabilia that I was able to collect from that. And like I said, it's going to be cool to have down the road, when it's all said and done, to go back and reflect on those good times.
I think everybody talks about the no-hitter, but that whole year, 31 starts, I think ERA was around 3.9 or something like that. What for you, how difficult was it the next spring? We didn't see much of you and tried to transition to the bullpen and then just kind of didn't work out. How hard was that?
Yeah, it's one of those things, you kind of have your ups and downs in baseball. The whole year, I was up there and I was able to do some good things and win some ball games, and then with a different role, maybe just trying to do too much to try to get back in the position I was before. But there's a lot of things that kind of came into play, but overall it was an exciting time.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you taking the time. It was a lot of fun covering you, and especially that night. And this team's pretty good, so I think you landed in a pretty good spot, not just because you have some former teammates there, but they look like they're going to make some noise.
Yeah, no, it's exciting stuff. I mean, the dudes are awesome, and they're playing good baseball right now. And it's just been a fun clubhouse to come into, and everyone welcomed me with open arms. So it's just been an exciting time so far.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, thank you.
Center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's a perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.